the relation of duty on the part of government to be unable to constitute councils for the universities for the past 7 months. Meanwhile, government knows the relevance of councils to university administration. And so we thought that that is unfortunate. And so we have asked government to do what it must do and do it quickly within 2 weeks.
But somebody may ask, how is the absence of the university councils affecting the administration of
the
university?
The university council is the ultimate decision-making body for the university. They are responsible for recruitment. They are responsible for promotion. They are responsible for the various financial transactions that the university gets into. And more importantly, there is a council that award degrees and diplomas to our students. And so the absence of the councils means that all these things could not be done. And we can't understand why, as a country, we leave our institutions just like that for 7 good months. You understand that government is important for every country. That is why when the president travels, even for a day, somebody has to step in to act for him. So it means that the country cannot live for a day without government. How much less university to be left without government for the past 7 months. If in February we heard that government has set aside money to pay the book and research allowances, we are in July now and we have not been paid. Meanwhile, this payment is for the 2016-2017 academic year. And you understand that the 2016-2017 academic year has ended. We are about to enter the next academic year, and that money has not been paid. So that is why people are agitating, and we don't think that we are in a position to hold them back anymore.
What exactly are your demands on government in respect of these two issues?
They have to do those within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, we want our councils in place. Within 2 weeks, we want our book and research allowances paid.
UTAG has also expressed fierce resistance to a government policy that requires universities to pay 34% of all internally generated funds to government. Dr. Agbanu said UTAG will go to every length to oppose this policy.
Parliament's Education Committee has expressed its readiness to intervene in the looming conflict between government and UTAG. Deputy Ranking Member and MP for Bia West, Dr. Augustine Tewia, says the committee might summon the Education Minister to explain what is causing the delay in the formation of the university councils.
It's very serious because the councils are the pivot of the university. They appoint, they approve budget, and basically it is under their supervision that the university exists. The rest of the staff there, the vice chancellor, the rectors, and what have you, are all employees. Basically, it's the university council that superintends the whole operation. So it is regrettable that they have not constituted this council. And the process should, I'm sure, it's been started. Perhaps the issue is you have representation across board, alumni, TEU, and other institutions of interest to the university. So they should put pressure on those people so that they can do it. But the issue is everything then goes to the presidency. That's good, but the bottom line, they have to speed up the process because the recent University of Education Winneba crisis was uncalled for. And as a result, it brought about a lot of unpleasant situations. The university is closed down and all of that. So the bottom line is they need to constitute the councils so that they can operate effectively.
As the parliamentary subcommittee that is responsible for education, is there anything that you can do to intervene?
Yes, we can summon the Minister of Education to the committee meeting. We can also make statements in the chamber to the effect that the non-constituting of the council constitutes a major setback to the university.
Deputy Ranking Member on Parliament's Education Committee and MP for Bia West, Dr. Augustine Tewia.